Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are cooking up a storm here in my kitchen at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And what we have on the menu today with garlic is really going to make everybody happy. This is my roasted turkey breast with a sweet garlic aioli. This can be put in a sandwich. You can do a lot of different stuff with this. But personally, I really just like to have a nice turkey breast with the aioli on top of that with some potatoes and vegetables. And it's an out of this world dish. And what makes this dish so much fun is that we want to constantly keep seeing how can we reinvent the wheel with garlic. We don't want to just have garlic as something we put on the top or on the side. We really want to incorporate it into the dish where it becomes the main focal point of why we are cooking this dish today. What we're going to need to get started is 12 ounces of turkey breast. And I like to divide it into four servings because there's four people in my family. So remember, if you're doing this for eight people, you're going to use 24 ounces of turkey breast. And if you're going to do it for 10 people, you kind of get the point. It's very important that we keep doubling, tripling, quadrupling the recipe if that's what we need to do to make sure we get the right consistency. But I promise you're going to love this. Now, with that 12 ounces of turkey breast that I divide into four servings, in a separate bowl, I'm going to put 1 tablespoon of lemon pepper, 1 tablespoon of cayenne pepper, 1 tablespoon of paprika, 1 tablespoon of curry powder, 1 tablespoon of chili powder. And remember this, and you guys know me very well already, I love making my own rubs. So with this rub, what makes it really, really great is if you want to put a little bit of more flavor into this, you could toast the rub on a dry pan on a low to medium heat. Or you could just trust that it's going to be okay. And you can use this for many different applications. You don't just have to use it for the turkey breast, but we've already made the rub, so let's go ahead and use it. We're going to go ahead and put that on our turkey breast. And in a hot pan, I'm going to go ahead and put in 2 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. We're going to bring that to a medium high heat. We're going to put the turkey in there. We're going to put a nice sear on that turkey before it goes into our 400-degree oven. And even before it goes into that 400-degree oven, like I said, we want to put a nice sear on this turkey. Once we got that sear, we're going to go ahead and take the turkey out, put that in the oven, and let it do its thing. While we're still using that same pan, we're not going to dirty a bunch of pans, but to put in there 4 cloves of garlic that we are going to dice small, 3 tablespoons of honey, 1 cup of mayonnaise, a little bit of salt and pepper to taste, mix that around. We'll have our aioli, and it's very important with our aioli that we remember as soon as the turkey breast comes out, we want to put that aioli right on the top and just let it sit for a while. Let those flavors just macerate and marinate in there in a beautiful way. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at hhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.